Matt Greenwood on at KJFF. Speaking of Jeff Montgomery, head coach for the Festus baseball team, going 16-8 last year and falling to the Central Rebels in the district to semifinals Class 4. And coach, I believe I didn't overlook anything. It looks like you guys are back in the same district, same teams. So as you get ready for this season, coach, just highlight for us a couple of things that you're expecting to be pretty strong for you guys this year.
Well, I think our strengths this year, speed is something that we have maybe more of this year. Hopefully that will help us defensively. And offensively, we can be aggressive on the bases. And we've got a few kids that are returning that can pitch. And hopefully that will play and help us also. So I think pitching and defense are going to be important for our team this year.
Let's pick apart some of that, coach, if you will. I'll start off with Caleb Hyde and Eddie Martin, especially Eddie Martin, a guy that got over 90 plate appearances for you and hit near 500. So Eddie Martin and Caleb Hyde, I guess just looking at the volume of at-bats, them and Zach Bash kind of stand out a little bit. But address those three going into this year, if you will.
Sure. Eddie played shortstop last year, was all-conference first team, had a really good year offensively. He's going to be a guy this year that's going to have to lead in many categories and also provide some strength to our defense. And Caleb Hyde's another guy. It's also a senior. So those two boys have been around a while. Caleb was got some all-conference recognition last year. He can play a lot of different positions. He's pretty versatile, can do some things, bunts well, runs well. He can play the infield or the outfield. And then you mentioned Zach Bash. Zach's a senior, also a lefty pitcher. He had a really good, decent ERA last year. High strikeout total for only 15 innings pitched. And he's a guy hopefully who can give us some innings and bat in the middle of the order and play some first base. And Charlie Pratt, too. Charlie he's a very gamey type player, very hard-nosed and got good baseball instincts, can play third base, pitch. He's got a really nice pitching routine about him on the mound, and hopefully he can kind of lead our team on the mound in some big games.
Coach Montgomery, as seasons progress, you'll lose a great set of talent, and you certainly lost some things with Colin Mann and Brennan Pryor all graduating, Jake Leitner as well. Blake Holland, who could give you some innings, Matt Rosen, Chase Cole. I mean, all these guys were played a major role. But as seasons go on, of course, you expect to lose them, obviously. And then you get some guys back, and it just sort of rotates in and out, in and out, in and out. And for Festus baseball, these seniors that we just talked about are a good class, a good start. But I want to look at the juniors and the sophomores that you mentioned to me before we started this interview and kind of give us an idea as to what you expect of them and kind of who they are.
Sure. We've got some juniors coming back that got to play a little bit last year. Connor Wilkinson and Wyatt Darty are two athletic kids who have been looking pretty good offensively, and I hope they can play every day somewhere on defense. So they're pretty important. Zach Lyles is a senior. Who hopefully will give us some innings on the mound. He's a big, tall kid, throws really hard. Hopefully we can get some real good use out of him, and he's a guy that's really hungry to prove himself this year. And then you throw in Nolan Stafford and Cole Wagner, two juniors, along with Ryan Riando. Those three boys can pitch, and they can also play defense and hit a little bit, and they're going to be multi-versatile for us, I think, to give us some versatility in some different positions. And then we've got three sophomores, Colin Riando, Jacob Folk, Cole Wagner. These are guys that, have a lot of potential. They love baseball, and they're going to get chances this year. We need them. Depth's an issue for our team, and they're certainly going to get a lot of chances to play. And then Dominic Nolfo and Colby Branscombe are two guys that Kobe plays as a freshman. He's back out this year, and Nolfo is new, but he's also a hard-nosed kid that's played football, and Kobe's a great basketball player too. So hopefully those two guys, they look like they're bringing some good character to our team, and will help us in a lot of ways.
Coach, I know you were going to be a part of the same district, which features Fredericktown, North County, DeSoto, Park Hill Central. Have you had a chance to kind of break down the district a little bit and see who's going to be challenging for you guys this year?
It's kind of hard to say. I know, like, we're kind of like, North County's kind of like us. Parkway Central's probably a lot like, Park Hill Central's a lot like us. They've lost some players. Potosi, I think, still will be pretty good. Fredericktown's in that district now. St. Genevieve's pretty good, got some players back. But I think all those teams down there are always kind of like us. They're consistently always right there. They compete well. They got good baseball culture. And so, it's always been a pretty scrappy district since the beginning when we were all put together a few years ago. So DeSoto's much improved. DeSoto's got some arms. And, I think they're going to be a pretty good team this year, too. They have a lot of players returning. It started last year. So district-wise, that's way down the line. That's least of my concerns right now. The way the weather's played, it's been pretty challenging to really find out what kind of team you have. I've only been on the field a couple times. And, going into this weekend, certainly a lot of questions, but hopefully we can get some things answered.
All right, Coach, and this weekend you got a pretty loaded schedule, three games in 2 days, Parkway South Friday and then Parkway West and Parkway North on Saturday. Obviously, you talked about districts, being down the line, something that you'll concern yourself with down the line. So as far as the early season goes and in the early part of your season, what do you want to see from these guys other than just, obviously, good production on the field?
Yeah, that's a good question, because, being that, we're potentially going to have seven new starters on the field. I think nerves are going to play an issue. I think some guys are going to think we're going to have to be patient. I think one of the jobs of the coach is try to teach and encourage much you can. And so I think we could have some growing pains here early. We're playing some decent teams. We're going to certainly get challenged, and hopefully the adversity we take on here in March and April will make us a scrappy team at the end. I know this group so far seems like they want to come in and get better and improve. And I think they know what kind of obstacles we're facing. So, in baseball, anything can happen. You get hot at the end and, you can do well. So I think this is the kind of team that can be pretty scary if we, if we just kind of stay the course and keep working on our different facets of the game.
All right. Very well, Coach Montgomery. You mentioned at the beginning talking about how you have a little bit more speed this year than you normally have. Can you talk a little bit about the potential for some power bats for you guys this year if you think you might have any?
Power-wise, I think we got to get better situational hitting. We need to cut down strikeouts. That's something I think every team has to do. We don't have a lot of guys, I think, that's going to be able to put the ball over the fence consistently. Like we maybe had in the years past where we could slug it out with people. I think this year people will see pretty quick that we may have to be a different team in a lot of ways, and hopefully we can get some production by just grinding out on the bases and doing some things, moving runners and things like that. Hopefully we can steal a little bit, hit and run, do some of those things we've liked to do in the past. And hopefully it'll help us if we can do them.
Well, Coach Montgomery, I hear some balls coming off metal bats, so aluminum bats, so we'll let you get back to it. And thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Yes, sir, Matt. Thanks for the call, and thanks for always supporting high school sports.
You're very welcome. That is Jeff Montgomery, Festus baseball head coach, joining us here on KJEFF.